This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. For more than 6 months now, government regulators and banks have had a standing offer to nearly 4.5 million homeowners facing foreclosure. The offer is this: to review, free of charge, their foreclosure case for errors or misrepresentations by the bank. Homeowners stand to collect as much as $100,000 if errors are found. Yet NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports that so far, only a tiny percentage of those eligible have signed up.
This all began with the so-called robo-signing scandal. 2 years ago, banks admitted mishandling some foreclosure documents. Some borrowers may have wrongfully lost their homes, probably relatively few, although the real number has never been tallied. The scandal exposed systemic problems in the foreclosure process. One outcome was that the federal bank regulators got 14 mortgage companies to establish what's called the Independent Foreclosure Review. At last count, 165,000, which is less than 4% of those eligible, have applied. Here's Housing Secretary Sean Donovan in a speech last month.
I am concerned that not enough folks have signed up and that we're going to waste that opportunity.
The review costs homeowners nothing. The original deadline of April 30th has since been extended to the end of July. And Donovan says it's the first real opportunity for most troubled homeowners to get an independent read on whether their case was or is being handled appropriately. John Taylor is CEO of the National Community Reinvestment Coalition, which advocates for homeowners. He says it's no surprise consumers haven't responded in droves.
Consumers are so tired of listening to folks who are promising them that they'll help them and all they do is charge fees. You know, there's tons of scammers out there.
Taylor says, like so many other things having to do with foreclosures, this review is fraught with challenges and complications. He says most borrowers avoid direct mail, assuming they still even live at their old address. The official website, Taylor says, looks untrustworthy. It bears no official government logos. And it took the banks more than 6 months to send the letters to those who qualified, giving homeowners less time to respond.
And it doesn't really connote a genuine commitment to really helping the amount of people who could have been and may have been abused in this process.
The response rate really is not our focus.
Brian Hubbard is a spokesman for the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, one of the federal agencies administering the program. Hubbard says the government cannot force people to respond.
It's always a risk that people will ignore mailings, but that's one of the reasons we required advertising. That's one of the reasons why we're doing public service announcements, and it's one of the reasons we're doing interviews like this.
The marketing effort, paid for by the banks, includes 3 rounds of print advertising in different languages. Separately, the government ran public service announcements in small publications and on 6,500 radio stations. Hubbard says some homeowners' cases may be reviewed even if they don't apply. A sample of foreclosure cases are being pulled from banks' records, then scanned for mistakes. Paul Leonard is a senior vice president at the Financial Services Roundtable, which represents the lenders. He says cynics might think the banks have little incentive to get the word out, but denies this is the case.
Virtually everyone involved in this wants to do it right.
In coming weeks, regulators will release guidelines for how much homeowners with legitimate grievances should receive. Restitution payments will range from several hundred dollars to more than $100,000 for the gravest errors. The funds are separate from the $25 billion national bank settlement announced earlier this year. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.